Take a look at this woman. She's traveling around the world, and she loves going on tours. Okay, right now she's in the USA, and she wants to take a helicopter tour of the Grand Canyon. Wow, look at that. Imagine seeing this from a helicopter. That would be amazing. Okay, so she could go to a travel agency and book her ticket, or there's probably a place in her hotel or her hostel that sells tours, so she could just book the tour there. But if not, she could go to a travel agency. Okay, and she's going to say, "Hi, I'd like to book a helicopter tour of the Grand Canyon." Okay, now look at this. I'd like. I'd means I would. And it's a very polite way of asking for something, okay? I'd like to book a tour. I'd like some more wine, please. Okay, you're saying that you want some. I want some more wine. But if you say I want, that can sometimes be a little bit rude. Okay, I want to do this, or I want some. It sounds a bit demanding, a little bit selfish. Okay, it's much better to say this. I would like. I'd like. Okay, native English speakers, we always contract things if we can. Okay, that's called a contraction. So I'd is a very common contraction that native English speakers use. Okay, so when you're at the travel agency, you tell him, "Hey, I'd like to book a helicopter tour." Okay, he's going to say, "Sure, when would you like to go?" Okay, then you can say, "I'd like to go tomorrow afternoon." Unfortunately, all the helicopter tours are booked up for tomorrow, but there are a few spots left on Friday. Okay, then she's going to say, "Okay, I guess I'll book a spot for Friday then." "Sure, just for one person?" "Yeah, just for myself." "Okay, the price is $395. "Okay, when does the tour start?" "The helicopter leaves at 9 a.m., but a shuttle bus will pick you up from your hotel at 8:15. Okay, a shuttle bus is just a small bus or a big van that picks you up from the airport or drives you from your hotel to somewhere else, okay? It's very common at hotels to be taken around in a shuttle bus, okay? She's going to say, "All right, thanks. Do you take credit card?" Okay, she wants to pay with her credit card. And he says, "We take Visa, MasterCard, and American Express." Okay, so she says, "All right, I'll pay with Visa." "Here's your ticket. Have a great tour. If you want more information about the tour, here's a pamphlet that explains everything you need to know." Okay, a pamphlet is just a small book that has like one or two pages, just with some information. Okay, so if you go into a travel agency or some other place where you can book tours, you're going to see lots of pamphlets or brochures. Okay, the word pamphlet and brochure mean the same thing. Okay, so here are some questions that you might like to ask the person you're booking the tour from. Okay, these are all very good questions. Okay, what's all included in the tour? Okay, what's all included? Is lunch included? Is this included? That included? Okay, is included in the price? Okay, you could say, is lunch included in the price? How long does the tour last? That means, how many hours does the tour last? Okay, when does the tour start? When does the tour end? Where do I get picked up from? Okay, get picked up from, that means where do you need to wait for the bus to come pick you up? Where do I get picked up from? Okay, how many people will there be in the group? Okay, that's a good question. How many people will there be in the group? If there's like 20 people in the group, you might not want to go on the tour. Or maybe you want lots of people. Maybe you want to make a lot of friends. So it's good to know how many people are going to be in the tour. Okay, so I think those are some pretty good questions to ask. But I want to know, what tour would you like to take? If you could take any tour around the world in any country, what kind of tour would you like to take? Personally, I don't really like tours. I'd rather just take my camera and go exploring by myself and take lots of pictures. I don't really like following a timeline. You know, some people, like in Europe, for example, bus tours are really common. And, you know, you get on the bus and then you go to a place and you get off the bus, you take some pictures, and then you have to get back on the bus. You can't just go and do your own thing. You have to follow a set schedule. I don't like that. I like to just do my own thing and explore. But hey, I want to know what tour you'd like to go on. Let me know down there in the comments, and I'll see you over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.